Yes, sir. This is Thomas Mark. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Very good, sir. So, how's everything? How's the work going so far?
I think we're progressing. I think Sam showed me, some of the work that that happened over the course of the last couple of days, and so.
Yeah, so we are progressing like quite fast on it.
Yeah, certainly iterated on it quickly. As I mentioned the other day, I still have concerns about the ability to integrate the data and to visualize the data, which is really the most important aspect of this.
Absolutely.
He showed me the API. And their ability to be able to access the API, but there's a lot of complexity under the covers.
Yeah.
And he wasn't real, I'll say forthcoming or candid, or, maybe he doesn't even know, just in terms of the ability to dynamically visualize the data, which causes just a little concern on my part. I mean, because like I say, that's really the essence of what will be required. And so I wasn't able to get from him, what could be done dynamically.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you guys are using JSON or if there's a, charting package that you guys often utilize that is, whether it's Google Charts or Pie Charts or, or your own proprietary stuff, or this is exactly what can be done. And then, you just kind of, pass it off as we can design anything. It just didn't leave me with a high degree of confidence that aspect of it is something that can be done. So that's my biggest concern right now.
Well, once the developers like who are experienced in your industry, like what you're working with, especially the earning future thing, like stock market and stuff like that. So if the developer is involved, so of course, like whatever our requirements, once you speak with the developer, like once we are in the development phase, because you'll also have meetings with our developers directly, not with just Sam. So once the developer gets involved, then you'll see a bigger picture of what will be done for you. Because looking at your current requirements that you sent us on in the brief form, so that gives us a picture of what exactly you want, like in the written form. So based on that, of course, based on that, we are talking to you, and we are quite positive because that's why we ask for the brief form. That's the first step. Like once the client provides us the brief form and the whole team sits down and do some research on that brief form, and if they think that is not possible, they tell the client right away that, sir or ma'am, this is not possible for us, so we cannot proceed with it. So that's how we save our time too, and we save our client's time as well. But in your previous conversation with with Sam, I saw Sam and the developer, they both were together taking that call, and the developer was sitting right next to him. So that's why he was sitting right next to him, because whatever your requirements were on the previous call, he was discussing that with the developer, and he was giving you the confirmation right away that if what you're asking is possible or not. And they agreed to your requirements for now. So that means like we are totally positive that we can work on it. So you can just like give us more time on it once we get into the development phase, and we'll probably definitely make some progress on it, and we'll try our best to make this project live, up and running within a couple of weeks from now, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So So what do you think? Like, shall we go ahead and proceed with the payment that we have discussed so far, so I can inform my finance too, and we can just simply get going and we can schedule the next.
So we've talked about lots of different things from a payment perspective. So what are you, where are you at this point?
I'm not going to ask you again for the whole payment because that is what I discussed like last time you and me spoke. And after that, I spoke with the finance team and I asked them to give you a payment plan because I was quite sure that I don't want to take the whole payment from you because you, after having a conversation, I judged that you're kind of a person like who wants to see the work first and then you will be happier to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter the price, $10,000, $20,000, whatever it is. You are that kind of person. If you like the work, you'll pay for it. So because of that, I asked my finance that if there's any possibility that we can charge you guys our 50% or 60%, and the next 40% will be released by you once you see the progress. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm willing to I'm willing to do, I guess, 50%.
Yeah, let's do 60% off it, and as I said,
I said 50% if you, because you said 50 or 60, and I said I would be willing to do 50.
Okay, okay, 50 it is then. No problem, no problem for my site. I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see, 3,500. That would come down to $1,750. All right.
Okay.
So let me just go ahead and inform the finance to charge you this payment. And give me just 2 minutes. I'll give you the confirmation, and I'll be right back with you. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. I'll join you back. Thank you for staying online with me, sir. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Mark is saying that there's discounts that we can apply on your payment, and actually there is a $999 discount, which can be applied on $3,500. Would you like to avail this, or you want to proceed with $1,750 only?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to – I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
They're saying that there's a balance of
$3,500. You would give me a $900 discount if I paid in full.
$999, not $900. It's $999.
So you'd give me a $999 discount on the $3,999 price if I paid in full.
Correct.
So you're saying if I paid $2,500 now.
That's right.
Versus the $1,750, that it would be paid in full?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So that's your choice. If you want to avail it, you can avail it, or you can stay with $1,750, and the next payment would be required. That would be, again, $1,750. If you go in full, only you have to pay $2,500, and there will be no pending payments. So the choice is yours.
Okay. I mean, it certainly makes sense to go ahead and pay the $2,500. I've maintained a concern about getting to the end point. So that's all.
I'm just worried that if I pay in full,
you're going to come back and tell me, hey, this is a lot more work than what we anticipated.
Mark was like, Mark was positive. Mark said, okay, I just ask him to pay if $2,500, I'll give you a $999 discount on it. And let me see if he still agrees to it. So I'll go ahead and process the $2,500 on the card, and I'll let you know. Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Please stay on the line. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So, yeah, they have agreed to it, and they're processing it. And Sam
will
send you the paid invoice shortly. That would include the total payment that you're making. And we'll mention the complete details of the payment that you're making, inclusive of taxes. So you'll get that in 5 to 10 minutes in your email, okay?
Okay.
All right, and do let me know if you have any more concerns and questions, and you have Sam's email address. Feel free to send him an email, all right?
Okay, yep.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks for your cooperation. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye.